Celebrations are underway in Pilsen to commemorate the city's May 1945 uprising against the Nazi occupation and subsequent liberation by American forces. On the 5th of May, 1945, people in Pilsen took to the streets and began tearing down Nazi symbols. German forces reacted by besieging the western Bohemian city to suppress the uprising. The civilian population desperately needed help. Early the next morning, it arrived. American tanks rolled into Pilsen, where they came under sniper fire and sporadic resistance from the Wehrmacht.
Hi, my name is Robert Muthersbaugh. I was with the 16th Armored Division. I was the chief radio operator, so my vehicle was one of the first ones into Pilsen. Like, we came in a half track, and it was an honor and a privilege to free the Czech people.
Mr. Muthersbaugh was 23 years old at the time and celebrates his 100th birthday this October. But he vividly recalls the warm welcome that the soldiers of General Patton's Third Army received, an experience he says he treasures.
I was amazed at how wonderful all the people were, how happy they were to see us. They were kissing us and hugging us, and they wanted to bring us beer and take us pictures. They were really wonderful. I was so humbled to be honored to have the great honor to be one of the liberators. And all the rest of my life, all these many years, I think about how wonderful it was, how the people enjoyed us and loved us and treated us like we were kings. And it's an honor and privilege for me. I never was able to go to the festivities because of my health. But I really enjoyed myself, and I honor the Czech people very, very much, and I'm privileged to be part of all this party.
Although large events cannot be held due to the anti-coronavirus measures, the Pilsen Liberation Festival has put together a rich program. All are welcome to attend the party in Pilsen, as Mr. Muthersbaugh put it in that interview recorded just a few days ago for the Czech Center in New York. Among the highlights of the outdoor program are displays of a period Sherman tank, jeeps, armored vehicles, and half-tracks. On Sunday, there will also be flyovers by historic aircraft, and a full-scale replica of a British Spitfire will be on the city square. There'll also be screenings at special drive-in cinemas of Tobruk and Anthropoid, two films about the Czech wartime experience. Among the online performances will be the Pilsen Philharmonic's rendition of General Patton's March by Ottokar Pichert, Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin, and the New World Symphony by Antonín Dvořák, which the great Czech composer penned during his stay in New York. For a full schedule of events, have a look at our website. That's at radio.cz.